You see, a person can hide inner ugliness behind a nice smile, nice clothes, and a fresh layer of cosmetics. But what's inside will come out eventually. And God's concern is that what comes out of a godly woman is a spirit that reflects His glory. A geode is a rock with beautiful crystals inside. These are formed as water that is high in mineral content flows through the rocks. As minerals become trapped in the rock and the water continues to flow, the crystals are formed. And the more the water flows, the more beautiful the crystals become. Now, the external rock begins to wear and weather over time. But inside, the crystal is getting more beautiful as the water continues to flow. That's the picture of a woman in whom and through whom the Spirit of God is flowing. Her external appearance may age, and wrinkles may begin to show, but she grows more beautiful inside with each passing year. Women who are being transformed by God's glory have nothing to fear from anyone, just as Sarah and other holy women of past days hoped in God and were submissive to their husbands. A woman who does what is right need not be afraid. 1 Peter 3, verses 5 through 6. We'll have a lot more to say about this later. The Bible uses the word glory in another sense that is important for us here. A woman's long hair is said to be a glory to her. 1 Corinthians 11:15. Women understand this in a way that most men cannot comprehend. When my wife and I need to go somewhere at 7 o'clock, for example, an hour before this, she goes before the mirror of her glory. Within an hour, she is transformed before my eyes and is looking glorious. We go to the car, which is inside the garage. That's good, because that way my wife doesn't have to go outside and risk messing up her glory. And when we get into the car, she pulls down the mirror and the visor to check on her glory. Then, when we arrive at our destination and get on the elevator, there is usually a mirror there too, so she can double-check her glory. And when we get to the place we're going, she runs into some friends and they go off together to the powder room to discuss each other's glory. A woman wants to feel glorious, and that's fine. But God wants her to work on her inner glory too, so that the outer person is not a covering for an unattractive, harsh, disrespectful spirit. I can hear a wife saying, "Okay, I get the picture. I am supposed to show respect to my husband, and I need to let God's grace flow through me and change me so that I can do what I couldn't do in my own strength." But you don't understand. My husband irritates